Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Tzipora Weinberg, and today we will be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 43. This Perek flows forth as a continuation of the last Perek we learned together. Perek 42 ended in rebuke, with Yeshayahu reminding Bnei Yisrael that it's not that Hashem abandoned Bnei Yisrael and that neglect caused the predicament of exile and suffering. Rather, it was all part of Hashem's plan. Bnei Yisrael sinned before Hashem and therefore were sent by Hashem to expiate their wrongdoing and lead them to the ultimate goal, that is, to bring them to redemption. While this chapter extends that thought, it contains psukim that describe the consolation and the chama, and then an ending includes psukim of reproof, as we shall see. It begins, Va'ata ko amar Hashem boracha Yaakov v'yotzercha Yisrael Al tira ki gealticha, karasi v'shimcha li ata. This, one of the most powerful psukim in Tanakh, attesting to and describing the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ata, and now. Now what? Now that you realize that the exile was not a result of disregard, but a precise prescription to address your breach so as to bring us closer, now comes the time of redemption. And who is addressing you now? Who is rescuing you now? Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem. Boracha Yaakov, Yotzercha Yisrael. Listen to these words that sound like a duplicate terminology, a kefel lashon. But in fact, these phrases hark back to the two languages utilized when Hashem created the world. In Bereshis it says in Perek Aleph, Vayivra Elokim es Adam, and Hashem created the person. So here we have Boracha, your creator Yaakov. And then in Perek Beis it says, Vayitzer Elokim es Adam, and Hashem fashioned the person. And here we have Yotzer HaYisrael. So these two lashonos of Bria and Yetzira, creation and formation, originated there within the process of creation itself. Ve'ata, and now, these two terms are referenced again, reminding Bnei Yisrael that the purpose of creation was you. And here we are again, closing that circle, fulfilling that purpose, as we bring you back home. After we have three chapters of awakening the nation to redemption, here the actual moment of Geula is described so powerfully. Al tira, ki ga'alticha. Here it is. Don't be frightened. Karasi vishimcha. I called you by my name. I'm setting you free and no one's going to bother you anymore because I've proclaimed to everyone that you belong to me. And if someone starts with you, they'll be starting with me. Li ata. Ki sa'avor b'mayim itcha ani. Uvanahoros lo yishtefucha, kiselech b'mo'esh lo sikaveh, velahava lo siv arbach. None of the forces on earth, not a thing can touch you or disturb you. I'm with you everywhere. We know that this is talking about the times of redemption, right? When we'll be impervious to the forces of nature. But this also flashes back to the historical eras where Jews did endure fires and floods of pain and tears, crusades, inquisition, Holocaust. Even then, when the fires burned and threatened to overwhelm us, our nation survived. Obviously, Hashem was with us then as well. Chassidus Sfarim findeth in these psukim reference to the spiritual struggles a person works through. Ki sa'avar b'mayim itcha ani, even as you go through water. Water represents physical pleasures and desires, as the Baal HaTanya cites of Reb Chaim Vital. And what about fire? Fire represents the incendiary quality of the Yetzirah. Just as you will go through fire, I will make sure that you will be saved and it won't impact upon you. That when the evil inclination heats up a person and incites him to do the opposite of what Hashem wants from him, even in those times, during those private internal struggles, even then, a person is not alone. Hashem is with him and provides the wherewithal for him or her to emerge victorious. Pasuk 3. I am Hashem, ki ani Hashem Elokecha, kedosh Yisrael Moshiecha, nasati chafrecha Mitzrayim, kush usva tachtecha. I love you so much that if I have to trade all the other nations in the world in order to release or redeem you, I will. Kush, usva, and any other nations that stand in your way. And the power of this sentiment comes through with perfect clarity in the next pasuk. Me'asher yakarta ve'enai nichpadeta va'ani ahavticha ve'etein adam tachtecha ulu'umim tachas nafshecha. Because you're so dear and important to me, nichpadeta, you've earned that honor, Va'ani avticha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply says, I just love you. And there's nothing that can eradicate that love. I might get angry and have to punish you, but the love I have for you is everlasting and permanent. It is unconditional. When we are introduced first to Avraham Avinu in the Torah, it is with a parsha of Lech Lecha, with the directive Avraham receives to leave his land, to go forth into the great beyond. But we have no background, none of his self-sacrifice in the fiery furnace of Arkazdim, and more. States the Maharal that the Torah hides that part of his life from us, because otherwise we'd consider the love that Hashem has for Avraham as contingent upon those acts of faith. And therefore we might suppose that if the children of Avraham don't manifest that level of commitment, the love Hashem has for them, for his people, might come to an end as well. So this pasuk upends that concept. Why were we chosen? Because we're loved. Without qualification, without contingencies, transcending expectations and barring limitations. Ve'etein adam tachtecha, because you're so important to me, I'll give up everyone else instead of you. Don't fear, for I am with you. I'll scoop you up from wherever you might be found. Al tiraki itcha ani, I'm with you, mi mizracha vi zarecha, o mi ma'arav akaptecha. I'm going to bring you from the east and gather you out of the west. And this is the prophecy of Kibbutz Galios, the ingathering of the exiles. All the Jews will be brought together. Omar la tzafon teini, l'seman al tichla'i, havi'i vanai mirachok uvenosai mikzeh ha'aretz. Bring everybody together. I'm going to stay to the north, give them back, and to the south, stop withholding my people. Bring my sons and my daughters from the ends of the earth. So we see this at some level even today, the concept of the rounding up of the Jews together. We see it in our times as well, when Eretz Yisrael brought to it Jews from all the Arab lands, from Yemen, from Russia, from Eastern Europe, from Ethiopia. These are harbingers of the great Geula that we anticipate each day. And now the famous words, Kol hanikra vishmi v'lechvodi berasiv yitzartiv af asisiv. This pasuk comes to explicate the process of ingathering, to answer a question. Who are those whom Hashem will bring together? All of those that are called by the name of Hashem, B'nai Yisrael, children of Hashem, for my glory. Because Klal Yisrael reveals the honor of Hashem in this world, as is their mission. Berasiv yitzartiv af asisiv. Those that I created, formed and established with all that they need. So now that they're in exile, I'll certainly save them and provide them with what they need, which is the final redemption. But many of us have learned the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Perek 6, the last one in the entire Pirkei Avos that states, Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo lo vira'o ela lechvodo. Everything that Hashem made in this world, he didn't create except for his glory, and quotes our pasuk, Shneamar kol hanikra vishmi v'lechvodi v'rasiv yitzartiv af asisiv. Not only the Jews, says this Mishnah, but every single element of creation, every spark and every creature, grasses and leaves and trees and flowers, the stars and all of the cosmos, all of them tell the story of Hashem's power and strength. The masters of Kabbalah divide creation into three categories, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. In the beginning, there's Bria, creation, ex nihilo, that is from nothing at all. Hashem is the only one capable of this type of creation. But once there's something that is created in a potential state without form, then Yetzira can happen, the fashioning of the resource into a shape and purpose. And finally, there's Asiya, where the final finishing touches are applied. We understand this, perhaps, by the process of childbirth. The level of conception is Bria, that part of creation before which nothing had existed. As the fetus develops a human form, or the zygote to the fetus, it's the level of Yetzira, and that's the fashioning. And the moment of birth is Asiya, when the actual product comes, the child comes into being. Every level of Bria, all intended just for the Kavod, the honor of Hashem, and who is in charge of revealing the Kavod Hashem? That's B'nai Yisrael. So we're learning here that there's no aspect of creation that is in and of itself negative. From the very first, each one was intended to propagate and disseminate the honor of Hashem. And the agents, the actors in that revelatory process are B'nai Yisrael. So Hashem reminds us that the connection between Hashem and B'nai Yisrael is therefore ineffaceable. And this is because the world is predicated on the purpose that only B'nai Yisrael can achieve. Hotzi am iver, Ve'enayim yesh, ve'cherchem ve'aznayim lamo. Hashem sets free the people that appear blind and deaf, even though they have the faculties to see and hear. The meaning here may too be implied. You're in exile, acting as if you're abandoned, but that's a willful ignorance, as if you don't know. You're blinding yourself to the reality that this journey has a purpose. Kol hagoyim nikbitzu yachdav v'yasfu le'umim. Mi vahem yagidzos v'rishonos yashmi'unu. Yitnu edehem v'yitzdaku v'yishma'u v'yomru emes. Even if we gather all the nations together, there are no witnesses that will be able to tell us each aspect of what Klal Yisrael went through. The story of exile, dispersion, and return. No one will be able to testify to it as truth. But, B'nai Yisrael, you are my witnesses. Atem edain, Om Hashem. V'avdi asher bacharti, l'ma'an teidu v'sa'aminu li, v'savinu ki ani hu, l'fanai lo notzarkel, v'acharai lo yihyeh. I created you to be bearers of this witness, that you believe and that you remember that I am the one and only Hashem. This reminds us of those powerful words of commentary at the end of Parshas Bo, where Ramban says, Kavanos kol hamitzos shena'amin be'elokeinu v'nodei lov shehu baranu v'hi kavanas hayitzira she'ein lanu tam acher b'yitzira harishona v'ein kel elyon chafetz b'tachtonim milvad she'yeda ha'adam v'yodeh le'lokav she'bera'o. The intention behind all of the mitzvos is to bring us to the belief in Hashem and to thank Him for creating us. Because that is the exclusive purpose of all creation. There's no other reason for that initial creation. And Hashem has no use for the netherworld at all other than that of a person acknowledging and thanking Hashem for creating him or her. V'kavanas romimus hakol b'tfilos, v'kavanas basi knesios, v'zchus ha'tfilot b'rabim, zehu she'yiyeh levnei adam makom, yizkabtzu v'yodu lakel she'bara'am v'hamtziyam, v'yifarsimu zeh, v'yomru lefanav, v'yosecha anachnu. The only reason for lifting up our voice in prayer and the purpose for shuls altogether and the merit behind communal prayer is so that people gather and thank Hashem and publicize it and announce we are your handiwork. Within these psukim, we have twice the designation of B'nai Yisrael as witnesses, Atem Edai, once in Pasuk Yud 10 and once in Pasuk 12 Yud Beis. And of course, this is a very critical calling that with his or her very existence and comportment, he or she is standing as a witness to Hashem's glory in creation and maintenance of the entire world. The story is told of the Sfasemis in Poland, which was then under Russian sovereignty. In 1905, war broke out between Russia and Japan, and many of the Hasidim of the Sfasemis were sent to the front, and this broke his heart. And one of the Hasidim there in the fields of battle managed to write a letter to the Rebbe. And we know the difficulty of circumstances of being able to keep mitzvos under those dire straits altogether. But here this chassid was able to write a letter of navale, chidushei Torah, and learning that he managed to compose right then and there. The Sfas Emes read it, and he was so deeply moved. And he wrote back, citing the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, He'idosi bachem es ha-shamayim ve'es ha-aretz. Literally, this means, I take the heaven and earth to be witnesses. Sfas Emes interpreted the word he'idosi bachem, the word edim, not as witnesses, but as adaim, kishutim. We'll see this word later on. Decorative elements. He'idosi bachem, you embellish, you decorate, you beautify the shamayim va'aretz, the sky and the earth, the entire world of creation with your precious actions. The repetition here of the distinction of edai, my witnesses, might well refer to that same concept. As witnesses, you are attesting to Hashem's creation of the world, but also beautifying Hashem's world with that very faith and that loyalty in word and deed. Psukim 14 to 21 describe the process of Hashem redeeming us by coming down with us to Galus. Ko amar Hashem go'alchem kadosh Yisrael, lema'anchem shilachti bavela, v'oradati v'richem kulam v'chazdem ba'aniyos rinasam. I went down to Bavel, I was with you all along. And the following psukim describe the Geula process itself, straightening the path and rectifying the road. Ani Hashem Kedoshchem, Borei Yisrael Malkeichem, and I'm going to make a path for you, Hanosein Bayam Derech, through the sea, over Mayim Azim Nesiva, through the mighty waters, you'll have a path to travel on. Hamotzi Recha Vasus, Chayel Ve'izuz Yachdav, Yishkevu Bal Yakumu, Da'achu Kifish Da'achavu. I'm going to destroy the chariots and the horses and everything that lies in your path. And they will lay down and rise no more. and I will extinguish everything like a wick that gets snuffed out. And then the words in Pasuk Chaf Aleph in 21, Am zu yatzarti li tihilasi yisaperu, the people I formed for myself, so that they tell my praise. Hashem, who needs nothing, I created you because of me, he says. You will speak about me. You will tell my story of glory in this world. You serve a purpose for me here. Let's take a moment to appreciate the profundity of the idea that Hashem, who by definition has no need, has no sense of reliance on anyone or anything, Kaviyachal is saying, I need you. I love you so much, and you are necessary to tell the story of my strength. And then just as in the previous perek, which finishes with rebuke, Hashem expresses as if to say a sword of pain, V'lo osi karasa Yaakov, ki yagata bi Yisrael. What did you do with our connection? I created you to relate to me, but you never called out to me. You never utilized it at all, let alone wear it out from overuse. The famous Maggid of Dubna based a parable on this pasuk of a rich man who arrives at a hotel and he goes up to his room and he has his luggage brought up to it. He hears a knock at the door and somebody's panting and gasping for breath and saying, your luggage is here. Through the door, the rich man answers back, nope, wrong room, that's not my luggage. The voice on the other side says, you didn't even open the door, how do you know? Answers the man, if you're gasping for air, you've exerted yourself with a heavy load. I have a small package with diamonds inside, and if you got tired carrying a bag, it wasn't mine. If you feel, explained the Dubna Maggid, that your job in Avodas Hashem is tiring you out, you aren't doing it right. You didn't use our connection to be a source of joy, liberation, a treasure. You didn't see it for what it is, a source of beauty, of value, your greatest strength. And then the pasuk, familiar to us from our davening in Yamim Noraim, from our prayers in the high holidays, Anochi, Anochi, hu mochef isha'echa lema'ani, v'chatosecha lo eskar. I am the one who erases your chata'im, your transgressions, for my own sake, and I will not remember what you did wrong, because the time of Ge'ula is upon us. Hazkireini, nishvata yachad, saperata leman titzdak, help me remember, help me go back to what happened. Tell your own version of the story so that I can free you. Tell me if I'm wrong. If you did other things that are good, tell me what they are. But the truth is, your ancestors sinned and I had to punish the Jewish people for their actions. But now I cleanse you of sin. I'm ready to take you back. In the past, you made mistakes, but we are on the cusp of a new beginning. And in fact, we will embark upon that new beginning, Beperek Haba, in the next chapter. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmas. Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander Sender.